Hey everybody, I presented this mindset Zoom call a few months back. I actually did it, I guess a month back in June. And I thought it would be helpful to have in the Pat's original. But I also thought it would be meaningless without a little bit of voiceover. So bear with me. And I'm going to walk you through my presentation as I did on that Zoom call, because I know that most of you are not able to attend those calls. I can tell you that the genesis of this is that I had done, as I always do, talked about mindset, talked about checking your mindset score, et cetera. And somebody asked the question at the end of the call about, you know, exactly how do you turn your mindset around when it's not where it should be? So that is the impetus for this particular presentation. And I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody on the calls these days, which is I do want you to listen, but don't just listen. I think it would be helpful probably to take some notes. It always is, because it helps you remember. But the most important thing is that I want to encourage you to take action. I am going to give you some very specific steps and suggestions. We'll always reinforce this with our coaching, of course. But I think also in between where, you know, maybe you just need that little boost and you can't remember what you should be doing, or you just want to revisit, this is going to be here for you, and please take action. So I want to remind you what you are up against when it comes to your mindset. So the average human I have on my slides here, 50,000 thought plus thoughts a day. I have the plus there because 50,000 is the lowest number I've ever seen. 70 or so thousand is the highest number I've ever seen. So I thought 50,000 was enough to convince me, and it might be enough to convince you that that's a lot of self-talk. That's a lot of thoughts going on in our brain. 98% of them are repeat thoughts from yesterday, which is perhaps why it is so hard to drive innovation. But that's just the nature. It's sort of a self-preservation to not have to learn new things over every day. But 80% are negative. And the 80% negativity isn't because we are a nation or a world full of negative thinking, although there's enough of it to go around. But the real reason for that is one of the thoughts that we have during our day are meant to help us be safe, right? So in other words, our brain's first reaction is always, oh, don't wait, watch, be careful, don't do that. Are you sure about that? And that's all to keep us safe. And in fact, in many instances, to keep us in our comfort zone, because that's status quo, right? When we go out of our comfort zone, there's a reaction in your body and it feels it, right? Whether it can be the comfort zone of jumping off a bridge, or it can just be the comfort zone of picking up a phone, it doesn't know the difference. It notices that your heartbeat changes and that things happen physically to you. And so it says, ooh, this person is afraid, don't know why, but I'm going to try to protect them. So that's that 80% negative. So the most important message I want to share is that awareness is everything. That is exactly why I ask you to check your mindset score daily. That's why I ask you to put it on in your career journal, because changing your mindset, like most anything, doesn't happen by accident. It happens by choice. And when we have an awareness, when we are on the lookout, when our radar is up and listening for those 80% negative and sorting out the negative responses that will actually keep us safe, and then finding those that are actually holding us back, that's where the magic happens, is becoming aware of it. So I love Rick Hansen, Resilient, How to Grow an Unshakable Core of Calm, Strength, and Happiness is a book in this resource center as well. And I thought this was a meaningful quote for the mindset presentation, which is, there is a saying in Tibet, if you take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves. What's the most important minute in life? I think it's the next one. There's nothing we can do about the past. We have limited influence over the hours and days to come, but the next minute, minute after minute after minute, is all full, always full of possibility. And to me, having a positive mindset is believing that something is possible different from what is actually present. And that's why I thought that this was a really meaningful quote. And I am a big believer in looking at things on a minute by minute basis. And it also gives hope that when you have a minute that isn't the way it's supposed to be, you can change it by changing your mindset and move forward. So the whole mindset, this is sort of the tree of mindset. In the trunk of the tree is overthinking. And that's, you know, we all go through periods of thinking and then overthinking. It's not unnatural. When it becomes more common, when it is, you're more overthinking than just thinking and moving on, then, you know, you need to work on that. And there's plenty of information that I've shared in the past and books in here that talk about that. But the other elements that are driving this mindset is, and actually damaging your mindset on a regular basis all day long is, you know, you might wake up worried about something, maybe worried about a meeting that you have, maybe worried about a conversation you had yesterday, maybe one of those moments on your journal that you're keeping, you know, has you wake up worried. That can happen. Self-criticism. This is really, really prevalent in any new role. And quite honestly, for at least the first year of, you know, I should have known better. Why didn't I know that? Why did I say that? And that kind of self-talk that really doesn't serve us. Lack of confidence. And depending upon where you are in your journey of assimilating and then, you know, really getting in step with your new organization, there's going to be a lot of lack of confidence because you're in a new environment. You may or may not be in a new industry, a new role, but there's lots of newness around you. And you're seeing other people, you know, being readily able to do things and being quick to do things. And you're not going to be able to do that in the very early days of your role. It's going to take you 5 times longer to do everything. In some instances, 10 times longer. So that's going to, you know, impact your confidence and that's going to impact your mindset. Procrastination and perfectionism, they sort of go together. A lot of times perfectionism makes you procrastinate. So it's better not to do something than to make a mistake doing something. And then there's just good old procrastination, which comes from, let's back it up, from lack of criticism, lack of confidence, which often is fed by self-criticism, right? So as you can see, this tree works together, not to our advantage, but to our disadvantage in terms of mindset. So, again, I want to emphasize awareness is everything. And I really do not want you to give your thoughts a free pass in your head. Let's back this up and say that if you knew somebody that every time you spoke to them, it could be your boss, it could be family, it could be friends, but whatever it is that every time you spoke to them, every time you interacted with them, they were very critical or negative and they just weren't energizing you. If that is the case, I think that for self-preservation over time, you would avoid that person as much as possible. And if it's a boss and you can't avoid them, you would sort of try to shore up around you for those situations, right? But we don't do the same for all of that self-talk, which is sometimes even more egregious than what outsiders tell us, right? So do not give your thoughts a free pass in your head, no more than you would give any other bully or person who doesn't speak kindly to you a free pass in your head. So be sure that you are taking your mindset 3 times a day. And my whole point of this is you've got to nip it in the bud when it starts to go someplace that it shouldn't go. And then think about using the scale of 1 lowest to 10 highest, which we've talked about many times. And it's part of your career journal. Now, this is lucky me, right? That I was able to find a staircase in with red. But this is just a reminder that this is the spiral that happens if you don't stop it. And you know that if you were to be falling down these stairs, the lower you got, the faster you would be tumbling. And that's what I want to prevent. So when you are checking your mindset every day or 3 times a day, the whole purpose is that you shouldn't get below the 7th step, 7 or below on the staircase if you're checking it. So you may have a rough morning and then you reset at noon, and you may have a rough afternoon and then you reset in the evening. But I just want you to keep the staircase in mind and know that what we don't want is you tumbling down to the bottom of the stairs, right? So mindset is really about perspective, right? And a lot of times perspective comes from comparison. So you look at a picture like this and here's this wonderful family, 2 beautiful children, husband and wife, don't they look happy? And if you're not in that frame of mine. You know, you can have a perspective of, oh, everybody is happy but me, and everybody has this wonderful life, and look at these three happy people. And then you see this gentleman, he's a public speaker. So you know, I've got a lot of quotes from him, and it's, I try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, if I fail, I give up. And I give up. Will I ever get up? No. If I fail, I'll try again and again and again. But I want to tell you, it's not the end. And you look and go, well, that's easy for you to say. You know, you've got this great life. And when you fall down now, you know, you've got all these people around you to pick you up, and you look like you're pretty darn happy. Okay. He also says, you may not have a clue of what lies ahead, but it's better to act on life than simply let life act on you. So clearly, this is somebody with a very positive, consistently positive mindset. It goes on and on and on with his quotes. To wish for change will change nothing. To make the decision to take action right now will change everything. And again, if you are in a place of not understanding perspective, you could be spiraling down into, yeah, I get it, guy. I see how happy you are. In life, you have a choice, bitter or better, choose better, forget bitter, Mr. Happy-go-lucky, but not so much. We may have absolutely no control over what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. If we choose the right attitude, we can rise above whatever challenges we face. You may have seen this gentleman speak. You may have read of him. But if you can tell in this picture and in the other pictures, I tried not to make it so clear. This gentleman was born with no arms and no legs. And as you can see, he is a public speaker. This is him on stage, where he spent much of his career has been as a public speaker, and author, and he does that undaunted. So when he talks about, you know, not being bitter, now when you reflect on not being bitter and choosing better, to wish for change. Change is nothing but to take action. You can see that he did just that. He doesn't know what lies ahead, but he got up on stage and continued forward. And he tries 100 times. So from a perspective, you now see that it's not as it appears to be. The reality is quite different for this young man. He now has, I think, 4 children. He's had 2 more since, I think his wife had twins. And his message is clear. If a man without arms and legs is dreaming big, why can't we? Why can't we all? And my biggest point of showing you, Nick, is to remind you of perspective. He gets up every day, he figures it out, and he makes a living mostly on stage. I will also tell you that within weeks of COVID hitting and all of his events being canceled, I think it was in 3 weeks, he had a podcast started, he has had guests on, and he just pivoted. He just took off and went in the other direction. And it's because he has a mindset of nothing will stop me. That is his perspective. It's a lie to think you're not good enough. It's a lie to think you're not worth anything. And if Nick can feel that way, I think it can inspire all of us. So whether your life is happy or not is your own choice. Many people think, I can't live a normal life because I don't have arms or legs. I could choose to believe that and give up trying. I could stay at home and wait for others to take care of me. Instead, I choose to believe that I can do anything, and I always try to do things my own way. I choose to be happy. I am happy because I am always thankful. And as you know, to me, I always say that the hallmark of really having control of your mind is being able to say, I'm a 10 because I say I'm a 10 and I choose to be a 10. He has a book, which is called Life Without Limits. He has a couple, but that's the one of the very first books that he wrote, and he's recently updated it. And I highlighted a Rick Hansen quote earlier. Again, I will get Life Without Limits into the Resource Center. It's not there as I write this or as I speak this, but I'll have the team get that up there. But Resilient is already there. And of course, obviously, you can look it up on LinkedIn. So here's the thing. If you find yourself to be a 6 or below at any point in time during the day, forget networking outreach and adding connections, forget outperforming in your new role, forget everything. Don't schedule meetings if you can avoid it. until you work on your mindset, because you're not going to be the most powerful, authentic version of you when your mindset is a six or below. And it's also just a reminder that when you're taking your score, you won't walk into a room at a six, not realizing it until you're there, or get on a Zoom call for a meeting with your team or with colleagues, et cetera. You won't realize it if you're not checking in. And if you're a six or below, you simply will not be as strong and as powerful as you can be. But the important thing, and the reason that I couldn't wait to do this presentation, was to remind everybody that we need to have if this, then that thinking. It's essential. So hashtag have a plan. What do I mean by that? I've shared this quote again many times in my Zoom calls, and you've probably seen it elsewhere, but deciding in advance when and where you will take specific actions to reach your goal can double or triple your chances for success. So in other words, if you are sliding downstairs from level eight to level seven and about to hit level six, it is much, much harder at that point in time to decide or to figure out what you will do to pull yourself back up. Whereas if you have a plan in advance that says, when I take my score throughout the day and I find that I'm not where I should be and I've had something, you know, impact me one way or the other, I have to have some activity, some action, because that's the best way to change your mindset is to get into action. I have to do something that will start to turn this around and keep me from going down the stairs. So here's the biggest mistakes that I see in this regard to keeping your mindset is only thinking about your mindset when you're at a low point. It's natural initially, but over time, remember Atomic Habits being the required reading for this program, that over time, you'll catch yourself and you'll get into the habit of taking that score. You'll get in the habit of pulling yourself back up. And I want you to think of it like a plane that is about to, you know, starts going downward and somebody grabs the steering wheel and pulls it back up. You've got to have recognition that don't think about it only when you're heading into that. You're already in zone six or five. Routines are your friend. Routines is another way of saying habits, right? So if you have some routines that you know set you up well in the morning, routines in the middle of the day, if you find yourself having dips in your mindset in the middle of the day, creating some routines that will lift you up will always help. And the same thing at the end of the day. And again, you know, I do this all day long. I want my mindset to be at a 9 or a 10 whenever I am talking to you. And so this slide is my Bible. Focusing on what you control, the biggest frustration and the biggest impact on our mindset is when we are focusing on things we can't control. It just is one of the biggest ways to impact your mindset. So don't focus on things you can't control. If you are worrying about something and something is bothering you, ask yourself, can I control this, right? Be on the lookout for patterns and triggers. Every time this happens, my mindset takes a hit. What am I going to do to avoid that or to prepare for that? What am I going to do about that? Because it's very clear that that is a hot button for me. Everybody has one. We all do, but we don't often see them and look for them. And when you are on the lookout, you'll notice them. So one of the biggest things, if you've got 50,000 thoughts a day, one of the best ways to change your mindset, one of the best ways to change your mind, change your outlook, is to ask yourself better questions. And for many, many of you who I've spoken to since I did this, I've had the chance to share a document with just these questions. And we've also put it here in the resource center, in the PEPS resource center. But the questions are meant to help you shift your mindset. When you ask a question, your mind stops and tries to answer it, right? When you ask yourself, why am I so stupid? Why do I keep doing this? Why did I say that? Your brain will go look for reasons. And remember, 80% are negative. You're going to notice that the questions that I'm sharing are meant to turn you around to get you off of that negative track. And it will stop you. It will make your brain stop and start looking differently and looking forward. So if you're worrying about something, how often have things I worried about actually happened? You know, for most of us, it's mostly never, or maybe one out of 100. So really important whenever you're worrying to stop and give yourself a reality check. What's the likelihood of this actually happening? Asking the question, would seeing this through the eyes of empathy help? This is such an important question. Empathy changes everything. It could be, by the way, you know, I am a big believer in choose the thoughts that serve you, which we choose all our thoughts. So let's choose the ones that serve us. So if your boss, if a colleague, if a vendor, if your spouse, if a friend, if anybody is behaving in a way that is upsetting to you, if you can stop and say, let me see this through empathy, what could be bothering them? You know, if you report to somebody, the person that person reports to could have been giving them a hard time, could have been a bully that day, could have challenged them or threatened them for that matter, right? So you giving them the benefit of the doubt doesn't mean that you can be sure that that's what's happening. It just helps you change your way of approaching it. And you will find that when you approach a conversation, a reaction, an email, a messaging through the eyes of empathy, it will soften it. And 99% of the time that makes the whole communication better. Earlier, I talked about not worrying about things that are not in your control. So you ask the question, is this in my control? If it is, then what are the three actions you can take right now? If it isn't, by the way, you leave it behind, you drop it. But if it is, then figure out what are three actions you can take right now so that you can start to have an impact on that. Because when you take action and take control and feel like you have power, it changes your mindset. What assumptions am I making? Somebody says something, you put an aha moment and you think, well, what was I assuming when they spoke to me that way? I was assuming it was about me. Probably wasn't. 99% of the time it was about them. We know that ourselves, right? How many times have you apologized to somebody, whether it's family or friends, and said, I'm so sorry, I just was in a really bad mood, or I had just gotten bad news, or I had just something, right? And then you ask for an apology. Well, you know, what assumptions was being made there, right? Am I being fair to myself? It's important that you be fair to yourself. And sometimes most of that lack of fairness is the way that you talk or treat yourself or your expectations of yourself. So if you are, you know, a short time in your role and your expectations are set too high, is that, and then you feel disappointed and that impacts your mindset score, well, were you really being fair to yourself? Am I holding on to something I need to let go of? It could be something from PTSD, prior job stress disorder, that in your last job, somebody treated you that way, or when somebody said that, it meant something different. It meant something negative, and that triggered your memory of that. And when that happens, say, wait a minute, am I holding on to something that I really need to let go of? Because I can't have this other person and this other interaction be clouded by what happened before. This isn't the same person. It's not the same company. It's not the exact same situation. And I have to give it the benefit of the doubt and let go of that. But it also could be something that happened last week. You know, it could be Monday morning and you're still carrying something over from Friday. It could be an email you got over the weekend, or it could be just something that happened in the morning and you're dragging it into the afternoon. I want you to picture that what my vision is of this is whenever I am doing something like that, where I say, wait a minute, this is something I need to let go of. I picture myself pulling an empty wagon, and then I picture myself, and how, by the way, how light and easy that would be. And then I picture myself pulling a wagon full of huge rocks and boulders and how difficult that would be. And the first thing I would do if that were my task was to move the wagon from one place to another would be to empty those rocks out and move on. So that's the way I want you to think of it. What could be three positive outcomes from this decision? When you go to make a decision, your brain, which is trying to be 80% negative to protect you, is going to feed you all the things to be worried about or concerned about, all the dangers. It's just its nature. But when you pause and think to yourself, okay, I get it. these are things I need to be cautious of. These are things that I might want to think about to avoid risk. But if I come, if I make this decision, if I take this action, if I do this, what could be three positive outcomes from that decision? What will happen if I take no action? So sometimes when you're struggling and it's been ping-ponging around inside your head for a day or week or an hour, it's okay to stop and say, wait a minute, what if I take no action right now? What if I take no action, period? But also, what if I take no action right now? What are the consequences? And can I let that go now so that I can go into this next meeting or make this next call, have this next conversation without that impacting me, right? And with my mindset in a much better place. And then I can pick that ball up afterwards, as long as the answer is nothing bad will happen if I take no action right now. Would I talk to someone I care about like this? It's the self-talk question I beg everybody to ask themselves all the time. And we really pretty much don't talk to others the way that we talk to ourselves. And it's a reminder that of all the people you should be kind to, it is yourself. So that when you're kinder to yourself, you'll be kinder to others. What would I say to someone I cared about if they were thinking this way? If you shared what was going on inside your head at that moment with somebody who cares about you, think about what they would say to you. It's a great way to coach yourself without being with your brain saying, oh, if it's your mom, if it's your daughter, if it's your son, if it's your husband, it's your brother, it's your sister. I get it. Here's the way I would answer that. And then you'll be talking to yourself with a much kinder voice. And is there a way this could benefit me? So if I'm seeing something as, oh, this is terrible, this is awful. Oh, wait a minute. Could it benefit me? And if so, you know, I really encourage you to journal. If your mindset is lower, this is a good time to journal about what could be the benefits of this situation. And then finally, what really matters to me. You know, I talk to you all the time about what matters to you, others in around you, and being aware of what really matters to others. Well, when you really can answer yourself and say, here's a decision that needs to be made. I'm not sure which way to go with this. And you're kind of tossing it around. Step back and say, well, wait a minute, what really matters to me? Based on what really matters to me, this is the decision I should be making, right? So it's a really good qualifier for all of that. So now I want you to, I've given you some ideas here and I've given you some blank spaces. You can have as many as you want. I just didn't want three slides of blank spaces, but I want you to get some ideas of, look at brainstorm actions to turn around your mindset. So this is the beginning of creating a plan for hashtag have a plan. So if your mindset score is at a 7, which means it's heading towards that 6, which is where it's going to quickly go down that staircase. What are some things you can do? You can create a playlist. Music is known to be one of the biggest uplifters for anybody's mindset. It's used in treatment facilities. It's used in all kinds of healthcare and medical and anything. It's just very well known that music can absolutely change a person's state. For some, it may be classical music. For others, it may be 60s or 70s. For me, it's 60s or 70s music. The Eagles will do it for me every time. But everybody, really having some kind of a playlist. And even if you say, no, music doesn't do it for me, it may be music hasn't done it for you, didn't do it for you before or not lately, but I would retry because there's plenty of science that says that it just boosts your spirits. And at a 7, you know, you're not, we didn't let you get down to a 4, 3, 2, 1, which is when it's much more difficult. That's why we're trying to stop it here. List 3 wins you have had in the last 10 days. You know, you're listing in your career journal what your wins are. Go back and make sure you've done that. If you haven't done it, catch up on it. And then go back. You've got your career journals there. Revisit a few weeks worth of your wins and recognize the great strides that you're making. Make a list of 10 things you're grateful for. You know that I watch a gratitude video. I talk about that all the time for 6 minutes every single morning. It just reminds me how much I have to be grateful for, and it makes the rest of the day much easier. And if I have a bad day, there is many a time that I've gone back and listen to that again somewhere during the day, just to make sure that I remind myself that one of my favorite lines in there is that, you know, you live this day as if it's your last day, your first day, and your last day. And putting those bookends on the thinking about a day really helps me personally. So you can brainstorm some things that you know, it's what energizes you, what lifts you up, and what takes your mind away from the worry and all the branches of that tree and moves you forward. And then if it's a six, it's a little bit more headed down. So we wanna really stem that. So you might watch a 10 to 15 minute pre-selected videos. There's a whole, if you go into this resource center and search on mindset, which you're gonna find all kinds of books and videos and podcasts and things like that in here. But I've also included them at the end of this presentation just to have them in a really concise way. I obviously did it for the Zoom presentation and I left them here. So they're right here and you make your own little, you know, list of here's the ones that I'm going to go to. Maybe you cut and paste them into a Word doc and have it labeled mindset on your desktop. And when you need it, that's where you go to, maybe even mindset six or below. Get out for a long walk or other physical activity. If you can't do it right that moment, make a commitment to do it at the end of your day. Make a commitment to do it first thing the next morning. Again, physical movement, music and physical movement are the best ways to change our mindset. And then ask yourself a question from that slide 24 and create some of your own, some questions on a prepared list that you know helps to turn you around. I mean, it could start with something as simple as what will energize me and take my mind off of this, right? So maintaining your mindset. So here's a list of activities that can help, or again, add your own. You all hopefully know yourself better than I do, but I just wanted to give some ideas. The number one activity is journaling. It is so important. There's a in this resource center is an article about journaling. At the end of this document is an article about journaling. If you have been resistant to journaling, I can only just encourage you to don't think about it in a negative way. Don't think about it as having to spill your guts out for days and weeks and pages, but just think of it as I'm just going to take some notes about what I'm thinking right now and think about it as a way to process whatever is affecting your mindset. The best way, if you are resistant to the blank page of journaling, and I was very resistant in the beginning, I'm much, much, much better now, but I started with journals that had prompts and the prompts in the journals were really, really helpful. Meditating. So apps like Calm or Headspace, or there's a bazillion meditations on YouTube, and I'm not making that number up. Even 2 minutes of meditation can quiet your mind, right? If we can't find 2 minutes to play, put on some headsets, close our eyes. You don't have to be in a dark room. You don't have to have a candle burning. You don't have to have incense. There's a book in the resource center that is about the idea. And I talk about it in there about, you'll find it under mindset. And it's about meditation in the middle of an office. And that's the reason the woman wrote the book was that you don't have to be in a quiet room. But even 2 minutes, and if you search on YouTube for 2 minute meditations, you will find a whole bunch that will come up. And again, if you have apps like Calm or Headspace, you can pop over there. And it doesn't have to be only first thing in the morning or last thing in the day. Intentionally schedule something every day that is an energizer and spirit lifter. And again, when you start to do this and create a habit of it, and when you focus on this day after day after day, it will start to condition your mindset to say, oh, I am somebody who makes the best of my mindset. I am something who works on someone who my identity is somebody who works on this every day. So whatever it is for you, that's an energizer or a spirit lifter. For me, that particular video, which is at the end here as well, energizes me and it lifts my spirit every day to see those smiling people and to listen to that message for 6 minutes and 12 seconds. Vow to focus on getting better, not on being perfect. So you may be listening to all of this all along and thinking, yeah, I can do this. I know you can, but the perfectionism is such a mindset zapper. So just think about, I'm going to get a little bit better at this. I'm going to increase my atomic habits in this area to get a little bit better not being perfect. Make a list of things that make you feel most at peace. It could be a cup of tea. It could be sitting outside under a tree. Whatever it is, it could be playing with the dog, petting the cat, calling a friend, but have a list. Those are this hashtag have a plan. Engage in regular movement. There is plenty of evidence that if you exercise regularly 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to uplift your mindset in between. It's just a known fact. Don't allow yourself to disavow your impact. This is particularly true in the early days of a new role, is that you just don't think you're making a difference. I can't even begin to tell you how important it is for you to realize that even if you're not getting done what you want to get done and you aren't learning as fast as you thought you would learn, if you have a conversation with a peer or a new or a team member or a member, you know, member of your team that reports to you, a peer, or even with your boss, if with anyone, even somebody that you, if you are hybrid and going into the office at all, if you just smile at somebody that you interface with in a day, you're making an impact. And don't believe that you have to have, you know, hung the moon in order to make an impact. Please monitor your self-talk. Please stop and say, wait a minute, would I say that to somebody that I care about? Watch your words. So little things, if you happen to be somebody, it's very common to say, I'm really struggling with this new job, or I'm struggling with this. I really want you to flip that switch. And when you start, pick one word that you use a lot that might not serve you. And if it happens to be struggling, then my advice is to flip it to this. I'm not where I want to be with this, but I'm working on this, right? Much different. And that literally triggers your brain. The other one, I'm struggling with this, just shuts you down. The idea of saying I'm working on this and I'm making progress is an energizer and puts you in a much better mindset state, and put things in perspective on a regular basis, whether you have to go back. One of the reasons why I follow Nick and one of the reasons why I share his work a lot is he gives me perspective. I cannot complain about anything when I realize how hard his life must be and how wonderful and uplifting his voice and his work has been since I've discovered him. So it's not what you say to everyone else that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the greatest power. Please remind yourself of this. The whispers to yourself are really what's impacting your mindset, either up to a 10 or down to a 5. And another reminder, again, this is from Rick Hansen, the author that I recommended in this presentation. First darts are unpleasant to be sure, but then we add our reactions to them. These reactions are second darts, the ones we throw ourselves. Most of our suffering comes from second darts. How many times does somebody say something to you? Your first reaction is, how dare they? And then the next thing you do is start believing it. And that's your second dart. Be on your own side and have compassion for yourself. And another quote from Rick Hansen. And one of the quotes that I share over and over again, give yourself some grace. The first few months, the first few days, weeks, months, and for that matter, the first year of any new role is difficult. I know that many of you have accepted a plan B in order to restart your start date, to get back on your feet, to, you know, fix that emotional or financial runway. And it's not where you want to be. But if you give yourself some grace and say, I'm here now, it is feeding me, clothing me, housing me, and it is paying my way to my next right role. And I'm working on that actively. And then pat yourself on the back for being willing to dive in, like this water on this screen in this picture, to dive in, do what you had to do, and then move yourself forward. So again, I hope, don't just listen to this. I hope you've taken some notes. If you need to go back, it's going to be here in the Resource Center for you anytime you need it. But most of all, take action. So I included this in the Zoom call because I've had people over and over again who don't have Spotify or Pandora, and I don't know what other systems are out there, but you can create a playlist on Amazon Music for PC and Mac if you have any of Alexa or any of those, you can create a playlist. You may already have an option, but if you don't, I just want you to know for free, everybody's on Amazon, you can have that. And by the way, this Emily Fletcher book is the book that is all of these except for the High Five Habit. This is a new book in this collection of books that is, I believe, is just being added to the Resource Center. I'll double check on that. It's just Mel Robbins' second book. And so these are all in the mindset, in the Resource Center under mindset, but I'm including them here. But I want to tell you that this Stress Less, Accomplish More, Meditation for Extraordinary Performance by Emily Fletcher is the book I was referencing when I talked about somebody who wrote a meditation book that would help you, to take some time for peace in the middle of a day. This is the mindset video here, A Good Day, that I watch every morning. And I have since I discovered it. It's been years and years and years. It makes such a difference. And these are other mindset videos that I have curated that at varying lengths. So you can go through here and say, check on them. This is this long. This is that long. I think I'm going to come back to this one. So just make sure that you have some that are for when you have a little bit of time. And some of these are longer than others. I did try to find them that weren't too long. And here, these are mindset podcasts. The first one, Sean White. Why do I love this podcast? This young man just shows you how mindset has driven him. He's now, finished with the Olympics, has a thriving business, and really picked himself up off of the ground over and over again to achieve that. So there's a series of podcasts, and some are just shows. So Jim Quick, anything on his is often good. HBR podcasts are often good. And then this is Dr. Rick Hansen, who I've quoted in this presentation several times. And then these are the articles on journaling for the power of journaling and why I recommend it so much. So I hope that this walkthrough has helped you. I hope that you will go back through this presentation whenever you need to. But most of all, your first time through, I hope you will at least start to have a plan, be ready for it, and just remind yourself that we don't want you to go down the staircase spiral, and that you get your mindset back on track and keep it there. You have to do something about it every day. All righty, take care.